Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding with the miracle seed. The Lord says that he has equipped thee. And yet the enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal that you're powerlessness. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for responding to the miracle seed. And you're going to begin to see that great things shall open up for thee. For there is a wellspring of information that God has placed deep down inside of thee. The enemy wants to reveal problems. He wants to reveal powerlessness. He wants to reveal pitfalls and failures. But the Lord says, I see your potential. I see the power that I have placed inside of thee. I see so many possibilities for thee. I see your faith. And yet God has put great inner strength deep down inside of thee. And you're going to experience great breakthroughs. You're going to see great growth. You're going to see better relationships. And yet you will also see more finances. For the Lord said that all the pieces are coming together for thee. And you will experience some remarkable things opening up for thee. And you will come into a time of a knowing. You will come into a time of success that shall open up new surprises. For the Lord says, I send support and strength unto thee in this season. And no matter what situation you may be in, you're going to see solutions. You're going to be aware of all the answers that Father God has in store for thee. I want to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, your strengths, your talents. The Lord has gifted thee in so many areas, yet you have a strong prophetic anointing. Yet you could have pursued a career as an actor, as an architect, as an artist, a carpenter, a chef, because of your sensitivity. You could have been a chemical engineer. You could have been a computer analyst, a computer programmer. And again, I see this cook, even dance I see around the dance and the arts. You could also have been a diplomat because you know how to settle matters and settle things because you see both sides of the picture. You could have been an editor. You could have been an electronic engineer. You can also have been a mediator, the musician, music. There's a gift for thee that is even in music. You could have also moved into the area of a nutritionist. Also, there's a gift for poetry in you. And yet you could even get into psychiatry or psychologist. And yet you could have done well even as a systems manager. And there is a strong teacher that Father has placed inside of thee. And you're going to begin to see that God says you're going to come into a realm of deeper understanding concerning the inner and the outer. And as you tap into the planes, as you tap into the realm of the Spirit, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to begin to provide thee with almost uncanny foreknowledge of events affecting your lives and the lives of those nearest to thee. And you will rise up to be all that I have called thee to be, for there's a gift in thee. There is a desire, there is a hunger for the deeper things of the Spirit, and you will step into a season where deep shall call unto deep. And you will begin to see that the Lord says you're going to have the ability to perceive the inner things in the realms of the Spirit, and out of this you're going to begin to see great things opening up for thee. So you will see that the Lord says your role is one of a meditator, for even as the book of Joshua 1 says, meditate on my word day and night. And as you chew and develop, and as you begin to even regurgitate the word, you're going to begin to see that new wisdom, new knowledge, and new information shall come unto thee. For yea, there shall be a thirst, and I shall feel the thirst that I have placed deep down inside of thee. And so out of this here again, the Lord says your role is one of a meditator, bringing heavenly degrees to even mankind and bring it to people. For you will serve as a peacemaker. You will serve as a reconciliator between those that are in disagreement or disagreeing with humanity. And you will find that as you seek personal tranquility, you will begin to see that I will raise thee up. For the Lord says, I have put a tenderness in thee, and I have put a sympathy in thee. And the Lord says, many will bless thee, and many will hear thy voice. And as you begin to grow even in your prophetic insight, the Lord says, this will enable you to know just what others need, and you're going to give them a kind word, or the appropriate, even you just be there to give them words and counsel and wisdom. For the Lord was saying to you that you would do your best work in association with others and benefit from growing through group consciousness, working with groups of people, because you will be a source, you will be the strength, you will be the power behind the throne, saith the Spirit of the Most High. Dear friend, I want to thank you for releasing your seed. I just want to share a few principles with you concerning strength. Get a pen and begin to write these things down, because this is going to be a key for you, a key to your success, a key to your blessings, and keys to your prosperity. You see, you want to know how to win the battle and win the war whole. Well, how do you win? I've revealed to you your strength, your talents, what areas that you could go in career, personally, or professionally. I've already given you all of that information. To win whole means to win with your resources and your objective intact. Well, how does one win war or win whole according to Sun Tzu? You do it by removing your enemy's hope for victory. That's why we've given you your strengths. You do it also by using all of your advantages, number two. But number three, employ your enemy's weaknesses. Use them to your advantage. And number four, attack along an unexpected line. Sun Tzu also stated that all men can see the tactics whereby I conquer my enemy, but none can see the strategy I use to create the victory. Strategies has been given to you, have been made known to you. Now you know how to begin to apply what God has placed inside of thee. It's not too late. It's not too soon. It's right on time. Just a few principles concerning your strength that I know that is going to bless you. Number one, strength is determined by focus. What you look at either motivates you or stagnate you. Number two of your strengths. Never use the strength for achieving your goal, convincing others to believe in it. You don't have to convince anyone about anything. God gave it to you. He's given you a gift. He's given you a talent. Number three of your strengths that I want you to begin to know. Disconnect from those who sympathize where you are at, and move towards those who energize where you're going. That's key. Watch your environment. Watch whom you have around you. Because environment and people, or wrong people rather, can deplete your strengths as well as your talents. Number four of your strengths. You will use more strength pursuing an option than you will following an instruction. Very key. Number five of your strengths. What you have love for, you will have a longevity in. Where you placing your love at? Number six of your strengths. Strength must be daily renewed, or it will be eventually expired. You got to use it daily. You got to put it into practice. It must be a daily process. You must talk daily. You must pray daily. You must think daily. And you must stay in His presence on a daily and a continual basis. Alleviate from any one of those, and you're setting yourself up for a future failure. Number seven of your strengths. The strategy to replace a mistake comes from the honesty to admit that you made one. The Bible declares in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I have a series that I want you to think about getting. And matter of fact, I know you need to have it. It's a series titled Giant Slayers. Giant Slayers. I want you to get a seed in the ground, $44, into the ministry. And I want to get this series into your hands, because I know that it's going to bless you. Giant Slayers is going to set you free. It's going to make a champion out of you. Brother Poe, know that you're stepping into a season of new opportunities. The Lord says, worry not. Let not negative attitudes, worry, or pessimism have its place in thee. For this is a season where the Lord will say unto thee, that I shall cause good things to open up for thee. God says, do not allow your ears to hear stuff that is not of me. Watch what you hear. Watch what you decipher in this season. Do not let your ears be a part, nor your mouth a part of gossip, any kind of backbiting, any kind of scandals. For if so, then you'll reap a swift harvest of that which you have partaken of. Use wisdom. Watch who you trust. As the Bible declares in the 23rd Psalms, that I set before you a feast, a banquet. I set a banquet. I set a table. And when I see the table, I see a blessing in the presence of thine enemies. You're going to decide, are you going to partake of the table of this wonderful things that God has in store for you, or you're going to focus on the enemies? For the Lord will say unto thee that this is a season of discipline, this is a season of spiritual growth, and the key to you mastering some things in this season is watch whom you get connected to. For the Lord says, the anointing upon your life is strong and is peculiar in this season, but with it you'll be able to produce some new connections, new attractions, friendly attractions. It's going to be a blessing to you, for you're going to be the recipient of some new things. Yet someone's going to try to proposition you in some way. Use wisdom in whom you get connected to, but you will also see divine connections opening up for thee. I open up your eyes to see the wolf hiding in the sheep's clothing. I open up your eyes to show you much, yea, even in this hour, and you will see that the anointing shall be strong in your life in this season. New ideas will cause you to prosper. You shall meet many different people in this season. So be open, saith the Lord of hosts. Bless you, Brother Paul.